Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following podcast has been rated Listener MA. It contains strong language, violence, adult situations, nudity. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you rather give up cheese or blowjobs for the rest of your life?
Oh, blowjobs all day.
I'm the same.
I'm fucking the same.
They hurt my jaw. Blank. Rejected name for condoms.
Gosh, I don't know. Cock koozies, jizz mittens, ham holsters, kidnappers.
Yeah, try it now! try it now! What's up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. I am your host. My name is Scotty Gurman, a.k.a. Scooter McFuckstick, and alongside me, I have two excellent comedians. First, he is the gayest and most hilarious guy with a gay voice. We like to call him Mr. JP.
A gay voice.
Did I say gay voice? I meant low voice.
You did say gay voice.
I'm kind of foggy.
I mean, technically, any voice JP uses is a gay voice.
That right. is true.
That is true.
And I can do voices if that's what it's going to take, fellas.
That sounds like fun. And yeah. We also have the 1984 Kingman County T-Ball Defensive Player of the Year Award winner, Mr. Jeremy Joseph.
I can tell he's thrilled to be here.
I hate, at the risk of sounding redundant, fuck off.
Oh,
this
man.
Is 2 weeks in a row, and that's too many as far as I'm concerned.
That's true. That's true.
I had so much whacking off planned for today.
Me too. I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm still going to get some done.
Yeah.
Okay.
But not near as much. This really puts a damper in my day.
Well, it normally doesn't take you very long anyways, does it?
That why would I stop at that point? I mean, that's just how I know I'm getting warmed up, Scotty.
Oh, gotcha. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. If this is the very first time you've ever listened to one of these shows, this is a comedy podcast where we like to make very inappropriate jokes about the current events that are going on in sports and very inappropriate jokes that have nothing to do with sports whatsoever. This is also an adult podcast where we like to make use foul language and make a lot of people with thin skin very offended. So if that's not your thing, you're in the wrong place. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks. Bye. Woo! We got a good show today, boys. We got a good show today.
Oh, man, I'm half hard.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty excited.
I'm sure. 6 to midnight once we turn the cameras on, boys. But we have an excellent show for this week.
You become a fucking hockey coach.
Yeah, what happened there?
I don't know. Gordon Bombay. That's
knock it the fuck off. I'll tell you that.
Sorry. But no, we got a great show. We got some headlines to go over. We got Never Have I Ever. That's Where I Draw the Line. Questions and preguntas. We have a draft. And as always, we wrap things up with a shitty situation. Before we get on to that, we also have the NFL playoffs. They were amazing.
Man, I'll tell you what.
They were amazing.
I couldn't believe that Buffalo game.
Oh, my God.
My God.
So good.
Oh, my Detroit so Lions. Oh,
how Lions. About them?
You know, oh, I mean. God.
I'm just kidding. We're recording this on a Saturday. We have no idea what happened.
I hope you predicted the future, Scotty.
I really do.
I think he believes he did.
I think I did. I think my Lions are going
to
lose.
I want them to win. But the fact you're rooting for him, I want to see you sad more.
Okay. Fair.
Makes perfect sense to me.
That's fair. But we like to kick this show off with what's been happening to us over the last week. I know Jeremy's was here like 3 days ago, so that probably won't have a lot to go on.
Yeah.
But Mr. JP, Hasn't been here for 2 weeks. Dude, what have you been up to?
Man, I know that you're going to be fucking shocked. This is really, I have been up to a little bit of stuff, you know?
Yep,
I mean, I went and played some poker, and I mean, I didn't just play video games and smoke pot, but I did those things as well.
That's good.
The PBA's in town, so.
Professional Bowlers Association. Yep.
So okay. I went and watched some pros and watched some bowling.
Did you talk, tips? I was going to say, did you talk a lot of shit?
No, man, because they're all fucking way better than I am.
No way. So, I doubt it.
I know it's hard to believe. I know.
Just be back. I'd have picked that up if I was you.
Yeah, yeah, right. I did bring my balls in case somebody needed a sub, sure. But it turns out damn nobody it. Did. But it's cool. I won't bore you with details because you don't give a shit and you don't understand any of it anyway.
So. Bowling?
I do. Yeah,
like you don't know any of the people.
I mean, I don't.
So there's a guy, Chris Barnes. He's from here.
What about Alex Schmedler? Alex Schmedler was there, wasn't he?
You know what, man? Why'd I come here today? You know, it's Saturday. I could be doing anything else. You know what I could be doing right now? Smoking pot and playing video games.
Yeah, I know.
No, but anyway.
Talking it to bowlers.
Yeah.
Went to Wichita State from here. Hall of Famer now.
Yeah.
Great fucking bowler. His son is going to Wichita State right now. And it's a major, which is just like a major in any other sport. It's,
like golf.
It's a tougher condition. It's
sure.
His son made the TV show, which is Monday.
That's awesome.
It's pretty impressive.
Don't tell us who wins.
Yeah.
I don't know yet, but I'm guessing. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, is it going to be Schmedler live?
It's going to
be
I think Schmedler.
Schmedler for sure.
Well, yeah, Schmedler. That was
it could be Munson. He made
Thurman?
No, Roy.
Oh, okay.
Roy Munson.
I would like
that's
to see
Kingpin
Thurman.
Reference, sir.
Yeah, we get it.
You don't even know Kingpin?
I mean, yeah.
The fuck's wrong with you, man?
I would still like to see Thurman Munson.
I do, too.
What, was he Yankees pitcher?
Yes. Right?
That's Thurman Munster.
Was he a pitcher? I don't remember.
I believe he was a pitcher. And that's why most people remembered his name, because it sounded like Herman Munster. Or at least that's why I remembered it. Most people of my age, which, to be honest with you, both Thurman Munson and Herman Munster, little before my time, to be honest.
But that's what he ran out of the bullpen up onto the mound. That's the song that he would have.
I'm sure it is.
Dun, 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 dun.
I don't think they really did bullpen music back then.
No, they didn't.
Everything was organ, I believe.
I believe, yeah, I think that's right.
I was just getting ready to say something really interesting that I did in the last 2 weeks.
Oh,
you
my
guys
bad.
Just hijacked
I mean, we
me.
Did hijack the fuck out of it.
Now I don't want to tell.
But tell us more about the Schmedler guy.
No.
Okay.
I'm done.
No, I'm sorry.
No,
what?
I really don't want to
JP.
Talk about it
no,
anymore.
No, come on. Did you eat any place nice?
Nope.
Okay. Just ramen noodles like normal?
Your mom's house.
Oh, well, she's a good cook.
She's a very good cook.
Yeah, she is.
Oh, you're not talking about the podcast, your mom's house.
No.
If you went there to eat, that's something.
That would be fucking cool,
yeah.
But no.
I don't even know how good a cook they are.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyways,
but I'm guessing it, Tom
you
does
know what?
The cooking.
No, we got all this time in the world.
I know. You go ahead, Jeremy. What have you been up to?
I'd like to hear what Scotty did, because I didn't do a fucking thing.
Okay.
I want to hear what Scotty did, since we're talking hijacking and he's going to fly.
Yeah.
I'd wow. Like yeah.
Talk about things I want to have happen.
I am so dreading this trip. For those of you guys who don't know, there's a reason why we did a Monday Friday. It's because I fly out to Florida on Wednesday morning when this episode will air. So when you are listening to this, I may have died in a plane crash.
Who's going
to
be here to protect the backyard?
Well, you, JP.
Okay, cool.
I'm going to relinquish all of my firearms. Don't let anybody in my backyard.
So I don't know, since you're going to Florida, oddly enough, very coincidentally, the birthplace of Munting
is in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sure is.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I'm dreading this trip. I hate to fly. I don't like I don't like swimming in the ocean. So no, especially
so don't.
I don't. I'm not getting in the fucking water.
Well, you may not have a choice.
They have sharks now that are eating cocaine bags that were dropped, and they
cocaine
are getting,
shark.
They're get yeah, cocaine shark. They're getting extremely aggressive. So I'm just not going to get in there.
I'm guessing the environmentalists are all pissed off that they threw it in plastic bags.
Yeah, probably.
Right. They're cutting them open.
They don't give a shit about
the coke back in there.
The drugs. No, all they give a shit about is just the fucking plastic. Some turtle's gonna fucking choke on it somewhere.
My favorite thing I think I've heard in
what
a
way
long
to
time
go
is everybody that was freaking the fuck out about the plastic straws.
Yeah,
they put paper straws in plastic bags and sold to you.
Oh yeah, my wife gets
the redundancy
gets Starbucks almost every day, and she gets a Trenta iced coffee, and you have to ask for a straw, because if you don't, they won't give you one, because they have a lid that you can drink right out of. Uh-huh. And they're like, yeah, we're trying to cut down on plastic use. Meanwhile, the entire cup and lid is plastic.
You stupid fucks.
But as far as I know, there was one sea turtle.
Yeah.
That was found with a straw in its nose.
Yep.
And because of that, everybody just
freaked out. And he was just doing cocaine.
That's all he was doing.
And, and his buddy came up behind him and smacked him in the back of the head.
That's right. Fin. That's right. But yeah.
Sea turtles are pranksters.
They are. Yeah.
Scallywags.
Yeah, man. Yeah, anyways, that's a Finding Nemo reference. I'm dreading this flight.
Good one.
Yeah, shut up. Oh, give me that. I'm dreading this fucking flight. I don't want to do it. And there's two. I found out that there are two flights. Wichita does not have a direct flight to Orlando.
No, absolutely not. They don't.
God damn
it. You gotta go to Atlanta,
I'm assuming. Yeah, flying to Atlanta, and then we fly like 45 minutes to Orlando. So that's like...
Atlanta's really nice.
Are you going Delta?
I don't even know what we're flying, to be honest with you.
That airport is a shithole.
Well, I hope an airplane, but... I would take a hang glider. I would like to see you on a hang glider to Atlanta at least.
Oh, for sure.
First leg of that flight.
Absolutely. I saw the itinerary for all of the shit that we're going to do. I mean, there's a lot of cool stuff that I really want to do. We're going to go golfing down there. I mentioned that last week's episode.
Of course he is.
Yeah. And
is Bob going with you?
No, he's not.
he'd make the trip down there just to golf.
Fred's going and he's golfing. I found out also the place that we're staying is 45 minutes away from the airport. And I was like, oh, shit, we're going to probably have to rent a car. And my wife goes, no, we're just going to take an Uber. Uh-huh. I said, an Uber 45 minutes? God damn, that's 45 minutes being in a stranger's car. I don't like that. And she goes, oh, yeah. And we also have to go 30 minutes out of the way and pick up cookies. So you mean to tell me we're going to be in a car with a perfect stranger having him run our fucking errands?
You want that.
What?
You want that.
Why?
Because you don't know that town.
I don't care.
You don't want a car.
You do not want the response. Trust me. Every time that I have gone to Orlando, Florida, I have rented a car, or not rented a car, and I have been all the better off for it. The only time that we've ever rented a car was out in California, and it was a huge son of a bitch.
Really?
Because we went from Southern California to Central California, and that would not make sense to
get Uber. An Uber. Yeah.
So we did rent a car, and trying to drive in the worst traffic in the world in a town that I'm not familiar with, no idea where I'm going now. Fuck that. Leave that up to somebody else.
GPS, man. I'm more thinking about why did you make this situation that we have to drive 30 minutes out of the way when I am already... I mean, thank God my brother gave me some Xanax, because that's what's going to calm me down on the flight.
These better be some good fucking cookies.
A word of advice, Scotty?
Yeah.
There is no such thing as too much Xanax.
He's got no pulse.
Take it till you're full.
You won't even know you were on the trip till a couple days later.
I sure won't.
Till you got to unbuckle your belt.
Yeah.
That's what I'd like to see.
Okay. But no, I just... I
By the
just,
way, kids at home, don't do that.
Don't do that. Yeah, don't do that. But no, he dropped off some Xanax to calm me the fuck down, so there's that.
Way to announce that on air, because that can't be legal.
It's probably... I mean, you know, it's okay.
I don't know that it is.
Thank God none of the 12 people that are listening are police officers.
Well, I mean, they understand. But the thing that really pissed me off the most over this last week was... I go to work after the Tuesday recording that we did, and the episode is uploaded, and I do a lot of my artwork and stuff like that on my work computer, and that decided that I need to change my fucking password. I don't remember my old password.
Very well.
Yeah.
That's going to be hard to do.
It took me an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really did. I was fucking pissed. I don't understand why. I mean, just to get into the computer, all of the stuff that is important stuff requires face recognition and passwords out the ass. But just to get on my computer, I really want to just get into the motherfucker. But no, they make you change your passwords.
You don't have to put in your password every day?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
No, I don't. Not to get on my computer. It saves it. But it doesn't matter.
Well, that's a shit password then, isn't it?
That is, yeah, it is. But it is something that mildly inconveniences me, and that's
like really leaving the key in the front door of your house.
Just let him in. That way there's no broken windows, Jeremy.
Yeah, and there's that broken windows theory.
Yeah. So that's how you, yeah, you know? But yeah, that was my week. Dreading the flight. Hopefully I survive, and hopefully I have a great time. We get to go to Disney, and I'm not really pumped about that either. So, yeah. How about you, Jeremy? What did you do over the last 3 days?
Nothing really.
No.
I was profoundly disappointed. I have already beaten Assassin's Creed Mirage.
Really?
Yeah, as far as the main storyline of it goes, there's side missions to go. And it was just... I haven't even had it a month.
Yeah.
In fact, what, 3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
I played Valhalla for months.
I'm still playing it.
And I don't know that I ever actually beat the main thing. And it's just the whole storyline to this is so vague and uninteresting. And I do not recommend that game to anybody unless you just enjoy playing the Assassin's Creed shit. But wait till it goes. It's like well used and goes on sale and shit.
Yep.
Before you buy it, because it is not worth the price of a brand new game.
I heard that the two best Assassin's Creed games in a really long time was this last one, Valhalla, and then Black Flag. And that was the pirate one.
Black Sails, I think.
Black Flag.
Is it Black Flag?
Yes, it's Black Flag.
Well, either way, I played that one, and I never could get into it.
I called the guy Black Flag one time, and... got in really big trouble, so be careful.
Flag it.
Yeah, why did you put the L in there? That's weird. speaking of, this was a couple of weeks ago. I should have added this, but I was watching a show on the American Heroes channel about the history of fighter planes.
Oh,
and
that seems
great. Something that would be on there.
Very
and
interesting.
I was a little surprised, Scotty, that given that you didn't live a whole lot during the Cold War, that the Soviets named an aircraft after you.
Oh. The Soviet MiG-15. Go ahead and say it, JP.
Faggot.
They said faggo.
Oh.
Well,
but
I've seen faggot, and that's faggot.
No, there's only one G in it.
Oh,
but
okay.
Why would that fagot is French?
Oh,
and for but no, the Soviet MiG-15 fagot. But the fact that they put faggot in great big letters, way bigger than everything else, just to highlight it, I guess. But they never once like made any jokes about it or anything, because they just presented it like a serious thing, and it's like, you only put that on that
We're
list.
We're not to be joked about, sir.
It was like the top 10 fighter planes of all time, and I've never heard of that one. And I've worked in the aerospace industry for 26 years now, and there's no way that they didn't do that just to put that up there.
100%.
Everyone was like, no, we got to. We have to.
That's great.
Yeah. So anyway. Other than that...
That's an interesting word.
My problems with... the Wi-Fi with the new TV stand didn't fix nothing.
Oh.
Turns out just don't have a strong enough Wi-Fi signal in the house. So I spent a lot of time and money on wood and stuff to build a TV stand that didn't solve any fucking problems.
I love it when you waste your time.
Thank you, Cox Cable, for your shitty fucking... I mean, it's something that I had wanted to do anyway, but I probably would not have done in December. Just because it's really fucking cold and you got to heat the fucking garage, and that wastes a lot of money and time. And
how is it even possible in this day and age that we don't have the fucking best internet? Fucking, it should be instantaneous
at this point. I agree.
What are we doing? They're just sucking the money out of
us. Elon's working on it right now.
Oh, it's already done.
Well, dude. I know, but he's like,
give it to us already.
People are taking like computers out into the wilderness now, and it's faster than shit. Yeah. So,
well,
yeah,
it should be.
It's there.
I mean,
right, but it's got to get the Wi-Fi signal from my wireless router, and my house is just so fucking big.
It's
guys.
Huge.
It's enormous.
It's huge.
It's in the basement. That's huge. The thing. It's got to be in the office for my wife's shit, because she has office computer stuff that actually has to plug directly into it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it has to be down there, and that can't be in the upstairs living room.
Okay.
So... fuck you. That was my point to this. Okay. Fuck you, Scotty.
Fair enough. Anything else that you've done in the last 3 days that you want to talk about?
Nope.
I'll tell you what I want to talk about.
Okay.
I want to talk about those playoff games, man. I want to talk about the Chiefs and the Miami Dolphins. What a joke. Colder than shit. Okay, we know it hasn't happened yet, so don't ruin the surprise. But
we can't.
We can't. We can't. So how are we going to ruin the surprise?
I don't know. Somebody from the future is going to call me here in a second. But it was, what, 30? No. It was like 3 degrees at kickoff with up to gusts up to 30 miles an hour or 29 Dude, miles an hour.
It's like 10 or 12 below.
What the
it's
fuck? On the
it's field. Not going to surprise me if they don't postpone it to Monday. We've already found out that the Pittsburgh-Buffalo game has been postponed due to weather.
That's just because they just didn't have enough people to shovel the snow.
They postponed that game into the time slot that was supposed to air the bowling tournament finals, by the way.
Oh. they knew what was going on.
What the fuck?
They were like, fuck you, bowler.
I'm sure it's not on the same channel, is it?
It is on Fox. Is it?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Schmendler.
Well,
yeah, bowling's not cool enough to be on Fox.
Unless it's Schmendler.
It's Fox.
Whoever.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I was anybody discriminating can get a against deal with Fox. Sure they can.
I don't understand.
What does the Fox say?
Me, 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 me. I think that's what it is.
Boy, that guy can kiss my ass.
That fucking Fox guy.
I don't understand people that wanted to go to the... There are people from Miami that drove up to go to that.
Crazy. Concert.
Well, it's been you a while since I've gotten to see them possibly win a playoff game.
And they probably did. Probably won it.
But I my whole thing did. Is you that...
Hoped, I think we all hope they did.
Uh-huh.
I realize that, you know, these are tough guys who play football, and it's a lot of it centers around being strong and tough, mm-hmm. and that they try to make it look like they're tough by playing with no sleeves, even though they slather their arms in fucking Vaseline.
So oh, yeah. God damn. The heat in. Stop. Stop. Stop it.
Holy shit, JP.
Gave me the shivers there for a minute. Okay, go ahead.
Even though it's the Chiefs, huh?
No, I don't even care. I mean,
just Travis Kelce.
Oh,
he hears Vaseline and he's like, boom.
JP's going to take Travis Kelce away
between
from,
that and the fighter plane
from Taylor Swift.
I guarantee my pussy's tighter.
Uh-huh. that's gross.
but anyway, what I was saying is when the weather gets so severe, because ultimately what you need to do is – figure out who's the better football team on that day. Mm-hmm. And when the weather gets so fucking severe that they can't really even play football.
Yeah.
And it just becomes a game of let's see who can move the fastest without slipping and falling on their ass.
Uh-huh.
You like need to postpone the fucking game.
Those are my favorite games.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite games to watch. The like Tundra Bowl and when snow is like 6 inches and people are just running the ball and they can't do anything. It's fucking great. Well, it's the lowest scoring game you've ever seen.
Right.
It's fucking awesome.
That's because you don't, you like boring shit.
Oh,
you
no.
like stuff that is not fun.
Oh, no. I
have proof with this fucking snowboard hanging up over here.
Yeah. But I will say this. Fuck Peacock. Fuck you guys for making it.
But here's the thing,
it's
man.
It's the playoffs.
It's not Peacock.
Who is it?
It's NBC.
I know, but it's, everybody's doing it. Paramount. Fucking everybody,
but
you it's can, not the playoffs,
but you can
it will
watch
be.
It. You should be able to watch a playoff game.
You can
if you buy it.
There you go.
Fuck you. I'm not doing that.
That's
I already
the
pay,
way that it's going to go.
I already pay
so
way too
much. So if you
want
to keep watching football, that's how you're going to have to do it in the future very soon.
I've heard rumors. I've heard rumors that the Super Bowl is going to be exclusively on Peacock. Go fuck yourself. Fuck you. You should be wanting to have the highest viewership ever.
Why? When Peacock's paying them.
Then you charge your rich fucking advertiser.
It's the same ridiculous amount of
it's
money.
It's the same fucking company.
Yeah, but do you know how much more they're paying them to make it exclusive?
I don't.
On their app?
Here's what they're counting on extra subscribers to sign up for it and then forget that they signed up for it, so they stay signed up for it. That's what they want.
Fuck them.
Because there's nothing good on there that you can't get on just any regular fucking NBC channel.
I love that it's the Chiefs that they're... I love that.
It's the Chiefs and the Dolphins, a game that everybody wants to watch.
Of course.
And I think that's bullshit.
I already have Peacock.
Well, good for you,
so,
you fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
At least, like, now we can watch the Browns and the Texans playing right now, and we don't have any problems. Make that game the fucking Peacock game, for the love of God. like we don't give two fucks who wins this game. I mean, like,
I care.
Go Joe Flacco. You
no,
know what I'm
fuck
saying?
Joe Flacco.
Fucking go Joe Flacco. Fucking
really? Oh, I like C.J. Stroud.
I love C.J. Stroud, too.
He's a bad motherfucker.
He is. But I'm pulling for the 39-year-old man. I want him to go far.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
I pulled a 39-year-old man once.
I want him to win where Deshaun Watson couldn't.
I do
that,
too.
What I really would like
that's
to see.
Great, and yeah. I think that would be so fucking awesome. So I'm good job, Browns
and Baker Mayfield. Wait, I want to see him win. Where
I want to see him win. I want to see him beat the Eagles. I think that would be great. Just there's fuck the no playoffs.
I don't know. The fucking Eagles are on a downhill slide.
They suck. They've lost five of their last six.
I get it, but it's playoff time.
Oh
it's
my fucking, god!
I think they'll be all right.
I'm very excited. So again. Hope you guys enjoyed the playoffs. It's a lot of fun. And go all the people that we just said. Go Baker Mayfield and go Joe Flacco. Yeah.
No, I was more saying that I want to see him win where Baker Mayfield couldn't.
Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, so, I got you. Mayfield.
So almost anywhere.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because...
My microphone smells like shit again.
Well, Derek wiped his ass.
Yeah, I could tell.
Uh-huh. But because we are recording this on a Saturday, we don't know what happened. So I got some fun stuff that I wanted to talk about. The first thing I wanted to talk about was the video that's going around on social media of the aliens at the Miami Mall. Did you see that shit?
No.
Oh, fuck.
But I love those things.
I do, assuming too.
You mean Cubans?
Yes.
That's what I was going to say. Aliens in Miami. No kidding.
Yeah. So there was this guy that made a video from a rooftop, like, and they said that a whole bunch of police cars. You saw like 50 fucking police cars down this fucking street at the mall in Miami, and this guy made a TikTok video and made the claim that there were these 10-foot-tall aliens that were like blurry and shit like that. I'm like, that's why we can't find Sasquatch.
Oh, I've seen. And they got the weird rubbery faces, trench coats and shit. Yeah, fuck that.
Well, it turns out that guy made that video, goes mega viral. Everybody like takes the video that of the actual footage of all of these cop cars and shit like that. And they said was that the reason why all these cops were here was a couple of kids were fighting. 50 cop cars for a couple of kids fighting. That's what they claimed. And so it looks kind of suspicious. This guy makes a video saying these 10-foot-tall aliens or whatever. And then the guy comes out like a week later and was just like, yeah, that's not what happened. I was just kidding. It ends up being like what you're seeing is like a shadowy figure. No, it's an actual person, and it's a regular size person. And that's what everybody's fucking freaking out about.
Yeah. I want to suggest a YouTube channel to everybody called The Corridor Crew.
Uh-huh.
They're some of my new favorite guys. You know all those videos that are like, you know, five photos or five videos that scientists can't explain.
Yeah.
Explained them.
That's because you don't go to scientists. What you do is you go to guys who are very skilled in video effects, video special effects, because that's what these guys do, and they've worked on some of the biggest Hollywood movies and shit.
Oh, yeah.
And they take all that paranormal shit, all those fucking alien videos, and they debunk them. And one of my favorite things that they've done is they've taken all the moon landing footage and been like, yeah, you cannot make this in a studio. You could not.
What about 9/11?
Oh, yeah, that was an inside job, for sure. Yeah, they're huge conspiracy theorists, but they debunk all this shit. Yeah,
that's awesome.
That's great.
These guys, I think, might have been involved in 9/11, so they don't talk about it. I think they were one of the guys on the planes.
Okay. Well, the next thing I wanted to talk about was there was an exploding toilet at a Dunkin' Donuts. Did you hear about that?
Nope.
It was in Florida, naturally. Right?
That's where the real shit happens.
I can't wait to go. I'm going to be fucked. But yeah, apparently in Florida, the customer left filthy and injured, and a lawsuit is going to ensue. But apparently he was taking a shit, and the toilet exploded, thus spraying him all of the shit back up his ass and causing injuries.
Up his ass.
I mean, so what's the downside here?
I don't know. How scared would you be if that
happened? If my toilet blew up? Pretty scared. I feel like fear would be one of my reactions. Definitely.
Surprise.
I wouldn't have to shit anymore. I mean, you definitely finish real quick. Like,
did they say what caused it?
I did not see what caused it. These were just the headlines.
Because if you know how a toilet works, that shouldn't happen.
Yeah,
that's not a pressurized line coming back through there.
Uh-huh.
But weirder shit has happened. Now, fun fact, the Dunkin' Donuts in Florida are the only places where you can get the Bismarcks with the Munt cream in them.
Maybe the Munt cream built up in there.
Maybe.
And some of that methane.
Yeah,
probably.
That's right. Somebody lit a match.
They had that monk cream fucking traps that methane.
Was he smoking on the toilet?
He could have been. He could
have
been.
Sounds like he was smoking on the toilet. Everybody knows, don't smoke on the toilet.
No, toilet. No. So bad. But yeah, so that happened. I figured you guys would enjoy that. Yeah, I'd be scared.
I didn't.
I'd be scared.
I didn't enjoy that.
I'd be scared shitless.
That's why you did it. That joke right there. You landed it.
It came up in my head.
Yeah. Twice in three fucking days.
Killing it, yeah.
For this.
We'll never see him again.
Never. I'm going to die in a couple of days. Let me live my best life. fuck you. But anyways, next one. The FHA is now cracking down on funny sign messages on highways.
The FHA?
Yeah, that's what it says.
The Future Homemakers of America?
That guy. No, it's the Federal Highways of America.
Oh, but that's, I thought maybe it was Future Homemakers of America.
I mean, they were pissed. They were fucking pissed.
They were fucking pissed. They took off their aprons and they threw them down into the kitchen.
Yeah.
And then they marched out there.
Yeah, and they just said, no more funny signs.
And then they went back home and started making pies.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, we live in a pretty decent sized city, and we have those signs that come up shit, and they're never really all that funny. But apparently the FHA says in 2 years, you can no longer have funny signs. Fuck you.
What if it's true and funny?
I mean, yes.
Like, what if there's an accident up ahead between, like, you know, a chicken truck and a circus train?
A chicken truck and a circus train.
Yeah. I mean, that's fucking funny.
Yeah, that's funny.
That's, and it's got to be.
And factual.
Yeah.
It is going to be a road hazard.
What would the sign say, though?
Chicken truck and circus train.
chicken truck, circus train collision.
Beware.
Beware. Yeah. Two miles ahead.
Slowly, yeah.
Watch for chickens.
Lions, tigers, and chickens. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's
no
shit.
I just think that's no fun. Like, they have signs that say, like, mashed potatoes, not your car. And then they have, like, the don't drink and drive ones or something like that that actually are funny. It's like, come on, man. Especially with cities that have, like, a lot of traffic and people are stuck in them. Give them something to do.
It's so nice to know that my federal tax dollars
are going to
fund guys who are cracking down, getting tough on crime, making this a better country. Because Lord knows you don't need something entertaining for your fucking boring ass commute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
Thank God for these guys. They're saving lives.
I also wanted to bring this up, especially because I don't know. JP, are you a Star Wars fan? I can't remember.
You do not like Star Wars.
Me and Jeremy Joseph are huge Star Wars fans.
Of course you are.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
I'm a huge Star Wars critic.
Yeah, it's true. Okay, so never mind. We're huge Star Wars critics.
Okay.
But I think that they may have just made the biggest mistake of the Star Wars, I don't know, films that are getting ready to come out. They have a new director, Sharmeen Obaid Chinoy. She says that she likes to make men uncomfortable and is a huge feminist. And so they are going to specifically have more female roles for the Force. She claims that the Force is female and all of this other shit. And they're going to make, apparently, three new movies with a predominantly feminist cast, is what the rumors are. At least this is what I read. Every single huge Star Wars fan is fucking irate, and they should be.
Little girls need heroes too.
I think they should.
Don't fucking go. That's
how you really fuck them up. Yeah.
All it is. I mean, do people like this annoy the shit out of me? Yes, they do. But I think people have kind of shown with these last
Disney movies
that when you intentionally try to show this shit,
yep,
people won't go. Their numbers have been record lows. They have lost so much money, which should just let you know how much money Disney actually has.
Oh, yeah. They can never lose. Oh, they're.
That they can just lose hundreds of millions of dollars and not even blink.
Yeah.
And continue to do this shit. Just stop going. You can. I put those three sequels out of my fucking mind. They don't exist as far as I'm concerned.
I do too.
They have done some cool stuff on the Disney Plus, a couple of cool things, but they've also done some real shit. You know, in this, one of the things about this being a fantasy sci-fi thing is that people watch this shit to get away from the horrible things that happen in real life. I wanted my bad guys to be bad because they were just evil.
Mm-hmm.
That's was the whole plot of the first six movies.
Mm-hmm.
Now, no, it's war profiteering, and you know, rich people are horrible, and the fucking top 1% are cruel to animals, and just you know, it's you know, fucking robots and their goddamn non-binary shit, and just whatever. I go to the movies to get away from that kind of shit.
Same.
There are plenty of movies that highlight stuff like that.
Yeah.
Where I go into it knowing that. I'm not going to go see these.
I'm not either.
I didn't go see, what is it? Right? What is it?
I don't know.
Rise of Skywalker.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't go see that in the movies. I'm not going to see these.
Okay. No, and I agree. And God, I mean, The Force Awakens I thought was good. And then.
Had the potential.
Had the potential to be good. And then they fucked it up. They fucked it up.
Yeah.
And now they're going to fuck it up even more. Because they know that they're going to do this. And I think that this is eventually what happens. I think Jon Favreau ends up taking over it and saving it. But the like, I think the last three main movies of the series and a lot of the other stuff becomes non-canon. I think that's what ends up happening. Somebody takes over this motherfucker and fixes it. Because they are going to lose shitloads and shitloads of money making these movies if they intend to do it like this.
They've been saying that for a decade now.
Yeah.
But, no, okay, here's the thing, is that most Star Wars fans, like your big-time fanatics,
mm-hmm.
are dudes, right?
Yeah, that's where
and,
I was going
and next. This whole thing is she wants to highlight gender nerdy equality against dudes. Women.
Hey.
These dudes aren't your fucking problem
mm-hmm.
of gender inequality, whatever it is that you think that is.
Those dudes haven't been with a woman ever.
Most of them are not. They would give anything just for a girl to talk to them.
Right.
But they can't because they won't get out of their parents' basement.
Yep.
There you go.
So
wrong audience.
Making them uncomfortable in a world where they're probably already pretty uncomfortable anyway, you're just being a bitch.
Yeah. But moving on to the next thing I did want to talk about before we get on to the fun stuff was Nick Saban ended up retiring. We did not talk about that last week. That ended up coming in a little bit late. So Nick Saban is retiring from Alabama football. Do you think that Alabama takes a nosedive in the SEC? Do you think they start sucking?
They were kind of already headed down that path, and it's really tough to predict with the whole NIL shit
yep.
and transfer portal. So I don't know. They are still Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know, their reputation and history got them through some pretty shit years.
Yeah.
Like, most of the time I was in high school, Alabama wasn't shit.
Yeah.
But they'll be fine. They are still a top premium. Oklahoma.
Yeah.
They went downhill in the mid to late 80s because they got hit with all kinds of sanctions for recruiting violations and shit.
Yep.
They bounce back. I mean, your big-time programs like this, just for the prestige of going there, they're still going to get top-tier recruits and stuff.
Yes, sir. Well, that is headlines for this week. Now we get to move on to the fun. Yeah, the fun, right?
Oh, have we not started the fun
I
yet?
Thought we were already having
fun. I mean,
fun.
Dude, we already are.
I was having a blast. This was like being on a fucking roller coaster.
I know.
All the emotions.
I know. But thank you for everybody who participated in Monday Friday. Thank you guys so very much. That was awesome to see that I put something out there and everybody commented a lot. I
didn't know you had done anything.
I did. So we had a lot of folks that sent in suggestions, and we are going to kick this bad boy off with Never Have I Ever. And the first one this week is from Tyler Plackey. He wants to know, never have I ever cheated on someone who cheated on me just to make a point.
Well, oh, yeah?
Yes, I did. So I sure did.
They cheated on you.
She cheated on me.
So then you cheated on her.
I cheated on
her. That'll show her.
That'll shut him up. I was in fucking high school, so, yeah. You know.
But that's why you did it.
That is 100% why I
did it. You wouldn't have done it otherwise.
No, I'm very loyal. See, I'm very loyyal.
I am now, but back then I was exactly the opposite. I was the cheater.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
I'm not shocked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. But so, as I get older and the options
dwindle down,
I find myself wanting to be a one man's man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Good for you. Well,
sad is what it is. It's just fucking sad. Very sad.
It's all right, buddy. It's okay. Once you hit 50, you'll find the right one.
No, because do 50-year-old gays have to have money? I don't have any money. But I better fucking figure that out.
There you go.
Once I figure that out.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Pool boys for everyone.
Somebody gets divorced off of a straight marriage forever, and then they get all kinds of money, and then that's the guy you target.
All right, here we go.
There you go. I'm in. How about you, Jeremy?
No. I have very strong feelings with regards to cheating. I despise cheating.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, my ideas of cheating are probably pretty extreme for a lot of people. So I won't get too much into that. But if you know anything about me, I honor my commitments.
Yeah.
If somebody cheats on me and I find out about it, I'm either going to end the relationship or we're going to try and work through it. And if we're trying to work through it, then the commitment is back in place. Most likely, I'm just going to drop their asses.
Yep.
But no, as somebody who's been in a very serious relationship and was cheated on, I can tell you it is a fucked up thing to do to somebody.
Uh-huh.
It makes it very difficult for them to ever trust anybody again.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that my wife has paid the fucking price for that.
Oh, really?
You know, oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. It took me a long time to get to the point where I fully trusted her.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Next one.
And now I don't know why I beat her.
Now I just beat her because it's fun.
Yeah. Exercise.
You know, you start doing something and you don't want to quit.
It's a real habit. It becomes a habit.
You want to be ninja. That's right. All right. Next one. This comes in from Keith Allen Prather, serial killer.
Yep.
He wants to know, never have I ever had to have help or support while peeing when I was drunk.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I've never been that. Now I've pissed my pants, but I didn't need any help.
Yeah. Okay.
I have never. Yeah. Wow. That's a thing. I think I found my new career.
You should. Yeah.
That's what bathroom attendants are for.
Yeah. Yeah.
When they put them in bars and clubs and stuff. Yeah. Yeah. That's what they're for.
That's what they're for.
Okay. You give them an extra dollar if they do.
Yeah. I have never had support or help.
Yeah,
probably needed it.
Yeah,
and we're gonna get on to that for the next one, but how about you, Jeremy? Have you ever needed some help?
No, typically if I could get to where I was going to pee, then I could stand to pee. If not, the nice thing about toilets is they got a seat and take a load off.
Yeah, right there in the urinal.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, just have a
whatever
seat.
Yeah, I mean,
just have a seat.
Well, I was talking more toilets.
I
but,
know.
But no, I don't believe that I've ever actually needed help. I'll either pass out or I can get around just fine. I'm strong, guys. I got good balance.
I have an issue walking forward. I walk side to side and can't move forward, and I need help moving forward sometimes.
That's you are like a full quarter crab, right?
I am, yeah.
That's what I'd heard.
I sure am. Because that leads us on to the next one. This one comes in from Dalton Waltz. He wants to know, never have I ever been so drunk I pissed all over myself. All over yourself? Or were you just not drunk? I don't want to know!
What if
I'm not the one pissing all over myself?
Thank you.
That's what I want to know.
Okay.
What if I was not drunk, but they were, and they were pissing on me? Does that count? Then yes.
Oh, God. I mean,
more than once.
I have been so drunk that I was doing my crab walk trying to pee, and I just pissed everywhere. My wife was so fucking pissed.
It's weird that you have to be drunk to do it. I do it all the time.
It was at the old house. I had a whole bunch of friends over, and we got shit-faced. And I had to go upstairs and go pee, and apparently I pissed all over the bathroom and then laid down and fell asleep
in
my piss. So there you go. That's
so you didn't piss all over yourself. You pissed all over the floor and then put yourself all over the floor.
Right. but I don't remember any of it. How about you, Jeremy?
Okay. Same I don't know. I don't. I have never been conscious and gotten so drunk that I pissed all over myself. However, I have woken up the next morning and somebody has pissed the bed.
Been there.
I wasn't awake to see who it was.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I can't say definitively. I think there's a pretty good chance it was probably me.
Wow.
But that's I've good. Got some asshole neighbors too.
I got that drunk and I passed out and fucking I pit and we were really actually decent friends.
Yeah.
And we ended up sleeping together one night and I pissed the bed and I don't know why. I don't know. I just got up and I fucking left. I didn't say a word, dude. And he never said anything either. So I'm like, well, hopefully he thinks he did it.
Yeah.
And maybe he did. I don't know. I still don't know to this day. I haven't talked to him since.
Wow. But,
that happened to me.
I did get so drunk that I went outside to go pee at a house party. And I peed in a bunch of rose bushes.
Yeah.
And I passed out while I was peeing.
They're thorny.
They are thorny.
Right in the old scrotum.
I'd
like to hear stories about Scotty getting hurt.
Especially like that.
Mm-hmm. At the time, I had the Super Mario's ringtone on my phone, and they couldn't find me for like an hour. They were looking all throughout the house, and finally, they just kept on calling my phone, and somebody was walking around outside, and they heard,
Mario?
There he is.
It's me, Mario.
He's got his pants around his ankles. Yes. So.
Yeah. That gives a whole new meaning to that Bon Jovi song, that Bed of Roses.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Okay.
Sitting there lying in your own piss.
That's right.
Super Mario Brothers. I think that's the song. Ooh. He should have sampled that for that song.
I am extremely excited about this one because I've had my questions. So you must be honest. This comes in from Marcos, I believe. Is it Charez? Is that how you pronounce that? It's Charez. We're going to call him Charez. Marcos wants to know, never have I ever cheated in a card game.
I have never cheated, but I've been cheated.
Oh, really?
I have never. I will. If I see your card, I will tell you I saw your card. I am 100%. I've never cheated in a card game. I have been cheated.
You have?
Absolutely.
Like
hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Really?
Yes.
Were they bottom dealing or something?
They were.
Wow.
It was not exactly that, but while he was shuffling, there was a chick that had the same cards sitting next to him that would put the cards however they wanted them. And then he would just switch the decks out.
Oh, wow. Oh, so he wasn't even working the deck.
No. Yeah, right. No. But that's how they were doing it. And, you know, it was a friend's game.
I mean,
these were friends. Like, it wasn't like I was.
To take a $10 pot.
Wow. Oh, I don't know about $10 pot. They were not like cheap games.
Oh, it wasn't like buddies playing quarter nickel.
We were buddies, but we were playing 3-5.
Okay. Wow.
But. These were friends. These were people that I played poker with for years.
Wow.
I would never have thought.
Wow.
And yeah, sure enough, man.
I have definitely cheated playing Goldfish, but other than that, never cheated in an actual card game. How about you there, Jeremy?
Absolutely not. One, I find it morally despicable. Two, I have short little sausage fingers, and I've had two surgeries on my left hand. I couldn't. Mechanic a deck. If I can barely shuffle, let alone stack a deck. There, wow. I suck at shuffling. I suck at dealing cards. I suck at handling cards. So yeah, you would think as an actual aircraft mechanic that I would have a lot of finger dexterity. I do not. Most of what I do has a lot more blunt force behind it. And so, yeah, I don't have any finger dexterity. Yeah, I pound on that shit.
Oh, I like blunt force.
I get
force.
On that skin and I just pound.
Oh, you don't need your God. Fingers then.
Drilling holes.
Wow. Okay.
High RPMs.
High RPMs.
High RPMs.
When last time I was in Kansas City, I went to the Hollywood Casino, and they still have a poker room there. And I sat down at a game. It was 1-3, no limit. And there was this dude that was, he I think he had pocket kings, and there was an ace out on the board. And a guy went all in, and he asked for a chip count. And the guy's, like, counting his chips, and he counted up 295. He goes, okay, there's 295. And the guy just immediately goes, call. Well, he also had another $100 chip, and the guy who called lost the hand. And he's like, well, if I'd have known he had that other 100, I wouldn't have called. First off, yeah, you would have, because if you had called $300, you would call $400. Yeah. But no, he accused the casino. He also didn't get an official count from the dealer,
right?
Which in a casino, that's the only one that matters. That guy
can tell you whatever he wants.
Yes. You actually don't have to give a count. You just have to show.
Yeah.
Now, you're not supposed to keep your low or your higher numbered chips behind a stack of lower ones. You're supposed to keep it all like visually accessible so they can sum up the size of your stack. But still, he didn't get an official chip count and he said call. So that's binding. And that dude left the table. I mean, security had to take him out.
Oh, I believe
he threw a fucking fit. And he was more just pissed off that he lost the hand.
Probably.
Because he would have called.
Right.
If he didn't know.
Next one comes in from Michelle Knickerbocker. She wants to
that's
know.
That's not a real fucking is that, name. That's absolutely not a real
is
fucking
is she related
name.
To Orville Knickerbocker?
Probably. Yeah. I would guess so. But yeah.
That's the cream corn king, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
But Michelle wants to know, never have I ever had a dirty dream about someone super unexpected. Don't you dare fucking look at me, JP. Don't.
No,
do
that's
it.
Expected.
Yeah. Thanks, man. No, no, no.
You want to hear about it?
No, I don't. Oh, I don't. Okay. I absolutely do not.
I have had a dream like that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? You got to say who it was. Well,
I don't have to say who it
was. Okay, fine. Then don't. I had.
But I've had those dreams.
Oh, shit. I have had a dream, and it was not.
Do you think
it was not
the same dream?
No, we did. We
are you sure?
100%.
Okay.
Yeah, she was hot. Yes, I have. I have. Very surprised. But yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
Sure, I have.
Yeah.
And what's odd is it's usually like people from high school that I haven't seen in 30 years.
Yes.
That I forgot existed.
Uh-huh.
And no, they're still, yeah, they're still kicking around in there. Not necessarily even super hot people.
You just cheated in your dream.
I sure didn't because she wasn't around there. That was a whole different universe, Scotty.
Oh, I can't believe you did that.
I know.
Oh, yeah. But ladies and gentlemen, that is Never Have I Ever. Now we get to move on to JP's favorite part of the show. That's where I draw the line. Let's kick this bad boy off.
And he
off.
Draws that line with his dick.
I sure
does.
Do.
He does.
It's a big fucking line.
He puts pool chalk on the end of it and just draws a line.
Oh, that's weird. Anyways, yes, the very first one. It comes in from Dev.
Old Dev Dev.
That's also not his real fucking name.
It's not. But he wants to know, how many times does it take to drive somewhere before you stop using GPS? That's a good question.
Dude, I'm the worst.
You are?
I'm the worst.
Okay.
If it wasn't for GPS, I would be
But you're high all
lost.
But you're high right. all the time.
That's what I'm saying. I could drive there. I probably have to drive there 10 times.
Do you still use the GPS to get here?
No.
Okay. That's good.
But that's recent.
That I know.
Yeah.
I
mean, oh, it took me 6 months.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I believe and it. And wow. Then it threw me off this last week because there is a sign for a storage facility that's usually lit up that tells me where to turn, and they've covered that.
Yes.
Like with apparently it's changed hands, and so they've put a sign over top of that sign.
Yes.
And it's not lit up anymore. And so I almost missed my turn last time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I have no internal sense of direction
at all.
I live like 12 blocks from here, by the way, and it took me a while.
Yeah, I have a trek.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say probably, I'd say 6 or 7. Once I've been there, I know how to get there for the most part.
I'm going to go an even 10.
But driving to Western Kansas, I still use GPS.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't.
If you miss a turn, you can add an hour. Mm-hmm. So, like, that's, It's definitely a big deal. But while we're talking about storage facilities, does anybody want to start a business of going and buying abandoned lockers? We can be like the storage wars people.
No, that doesn't happen.
No. Come on.
That's set up.
Okay.
It's absolutely
100% set up.
But we can
Nobody's
try.
Keeping their diamond rings in their fucking storage lockers.
You never know.
And,
they're
not going back for them.
Yeah, you do know.
No, people die. People die all the time, and they got the storage locker, and it gets abandoned. That's what happens. No.
There's only one that I want to die.
Yeah?
Real bad.
Come on. I hope the door blows off your plane.
Oh, fuck. That was scarier than shit. I would have freaked the fuck out. Luckily.
Oh, I'd have lost my shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'd have been.
There ain't enough Xanax. No. There's not. No. Fuck that.
I'd have been telling all my secrets. I'd have been like, I'm sorry, Jesus, for. People would have. We'd have got off that flight and they'd have been like, I wish we'd have just fucking got sucked out the door.
No, because that ride down would have sucked. Ugh. Because you know at that point, you're still alive. Yeah. You hit the ground and then you're dead.
Oh.
You pass out.
At those speeds, you're probably getting ripped in half.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, fun.
I mean, of course, that one was still ascending.
In that case.
Well, whatever then.
Dude, I hope they sit you right by one of the emergency exit doors.
I swear to God. Stop it.
If you get sucked out of an airplane at cruising height, which is 30 to 35,000 feet, if you don't, you're going about 450 miles an hour.
Right.
If you don't get ripped out, or if you don't get ripped apart, when you get pulled out, there's not enough oxygen. Yeah, it will instantly decompress. In fact, here's coming from an aircraft mechanic, a little known fact. You know how when a airplane decompresses and the oxygen masks drop, that won't save anyone. That is when people are on pure oxygen, it mellows them out. That's basically to get them to accept the fact they're going to die and not cause a big fucking panic, because there is not near enough oxygen supply on board to keep somebody alive to descend down to where you could breathe.
Thanks, Jeremy.
My pleasure.
God damn it. That ruined my life. Okay.
He's gonna have three oxygen tanks on his carry-on and fucking...
I've always been scared of flying, so I always thought... You know what? I maybe should invest in a parachute. It doesn't fucking matter.
Here's the thing about that, though. When that door sucked off, when a huge section of a cylinder comes off like that, it's a very strong structure, but it's all very strong because it's all putting pressure against itself. So when you rip a hole in it like that, it loses all its integrity. So the fact that that thing didn't just crazy, tear apart, shows how well built that they actually are.
God damn it, that's scary as fuck. Anyways, let's move on.
And in case anybody's wondering, I had nothing to do with that.
Jeremy put the door together.
I sure did. That's what I do. I build doors.
They said it was done here.
Oh, really?
At Spirit.
There's a possibility.
Whoa!
Everything that I've seen, four different videos now, and then it is okay, 100% was done here in Wichita.
Part of it was.
Wow.
They're being incredibly tight-lipped about it.
Yeah. Anyways, let's move on. The next one comes in from
tight-lipped.
I'm sure. Jordan Johnson.
I heard he had lips on there.
Yeah. Cosmetic surgery.
Analabia.
Yeah.
God, that's gross. It's just fucking hemorrhoids.
Didn't you manage a band called Analabia for a while?
Pennsylvania Lingus.
Oh, okay.
But it was close.
The hemorrhoid shooters. Next one for That's Where I Draw the Line comes in from Jordan Johnson. He wants to know, how loud or long do you let your boss yell at you before you snap back? Not long.
No. Mm-mm. 30 seconds.
Especially if he's yelling at me for something that is not my fault, I will cut it off.
Even if it's my fault, you don't have to fucking yell.
I agree. Yeah, especially even if it is my fault, I will probably be like, hey, stop it. You're not yelling at me. Talk to me this way. It doesn't take long.
Yeah, it wouldn't take long.
Not for me. How about you, Jeremy?
I don't make mistakes, so I don't.
There you go.
I don't really know. No.
How about when your wife yells at you? She's the boss.
I thought Tony Danza was.
He just buys her another Christmas tree and then she shuts up.
That's right. Oh, shit.
No, I typically don't tolerate being yelled at for very long. I mean, unless I was just I have a pretty good ability to self-assess, and I know if I fucking deserved it or not.
Yeah. Good. All right. Next one comes in from Christian George. He wants to know, how long would you let someone stare at you before you say something?
Well, I'm used to this.
Sure you are.
So I just let them stare.
You just let them stare?
What?
Do you like twerk at them or something?
Yeah, I might like fucking scratch.
Oh, yeah.
I might just hold it like over here against my leg so they can see how big it is.
That's fucking
weird. I know
weird.
That's what they're trying to find out.
Right, absolutely they are.
So yeah, I mean, I don't, who gives a fuck? I don't care. People stare at me.
It's always a fucking kid. It's always a kid.
When I worked at Starkey, I used to take the people that lived in the house, the residents, I used to have to take them to Dylan's and we'd grocery shop. People were constantly staring.
Really?
Didn't bother me a bit.
They weren't staring
pissed,
at you.
No, but they pissed me off sometimes.
Yeah.
Just because, like, fuck off.
Yeah.
You know?
It is attention grabbing.
Yeah. I guess.
It's always a kid. It's always a little kid in like a shopping cart where the parents aren't paying attention.
And that's what you hate, right?
Like the kid just staring at you like.
You just don't like kids.
I don't like kids. Yeah,
right.
But that, like, I don't know if I would say something or. No, I'd probably just look away and then like walk away.
No, you'd probably be like.
If the parent like can't see. Faces,
yeah.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But yeah. How about you, Jeremy?
It really depends on who's doing it and what the situation is. I mean. There's different ways to stare at somebody.
Sure.
For one thing, there was a time in a bar. This was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe longer. I was at a bar back in my hometown. They have a little beer joint there, and I was playing pool. And there was this dude who was a few years older than me. He was in my brother's class. And we're just sitting there drinking, having a good time. And this guy is sitting at the bar by himself staring at me. And it's like, I contemplated saying something to him because I was just drunk enough.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, there's absolutely nothing that I'm going to be able to say at this point that's not going to escalate that shit.
Yeah.
I mean, if he wants to fight or fucking stare me down, whatever, I wasn't afraid to go there. I typically don't back down from that shit, but I'm also not going to go seek it out.
Sure.
So, this is how long ago this was. We're at America's Pub.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's a while ago.
Been a long time ago.
I used to live across the street.
Yeah, they used to do drag shows.
Really?
Like once a month.
I did not know that.
And we were there for a drag show. And, dude, I was just fucking staring at this dude. And I didn't even mean to be, but he was beautiful. And he fucking gets up, walks over, looks me dead in the fucking eyes and goes, "Hey, man, if you fucking don't quit staring at my girl, we're going to have a fucking problem." And I just looked up. And go, "Hey, man, what makes you think that it's your girl I'm staring at?" And I winked at him. That motherfucker turned around, walked back to his table, and never looked back over there the rest of the night, man. It was awesome. It was really funny.
That's good. We're going to skip that one.
I actually would be a lot more prone to say something if someone were staring like at my wife.
Right.
Oh, well, that's good. Yeah.
That's what he thought I was.
Yeah, that's
I was
good.
Not.
Yeah, that's true. We're going to skip over that one, make that the last one. Next one is coming in from Braxton Lint. How much time do you have to invest in something before someone can call you obsessed?
It depends on what it is, I guess.
Yeah, if it's like a fucking hobby. Let's go with doing a podcast. Are we obsessed with this?
I'm not.
No, definitely not.
Am I?
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're a protege, though.
You only do it once a week.
I do it once a week.
Yeah, and it's not even a...
It's the inordinate amount of time you spend promoting it.
In today's standards, we're a short show.
I know. It's normally like 3 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
We're a very short show.
Yeah,
I don't think you're obsessed.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. But like snowboarding, yeah, I'm obsessed.
Yeah, that's... Now you have a problem.
Yeah, I do have a problem.
Yeah.
Kansas.
For something you get to do once a year.
Right. Once or twice.
It's hard to be obsessed with it, but you are.
Yeah. Yeah. That's that.
Do you get like Snowboarders Monthly magazine or something?
I follow YouTube channels that talk about that shit. Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's the same thing.
You would be shocked.
I don't think I would be shocked.
A guy from Kansas knows more about snowboards than... somebody who probably sells them. So yeah, you know, that's just me. How about you, Jeremy?
For me, it's not a matter of how long somebody spends on, you know, doing something, because chances are if they're doing something else, they're leaving me the fuck alone.
That's true.
So I'm fine with that. I don't give a shit what people do with their free time. As long as they're not hurting anybody, especially me, I really don't give a shit.
Okay.
But whenever I'm around them, if it dominates everything, like if they can't have a conversation without steering it,
that's good
in that direction.
Yeah,
that's when you know it's obsessed.
I agree.
Or if they start buying bumper stickers.
Yeah, that's good.
And
too.
Putting them on.
Yeah. I like it.
You can buy the bumper sticker, just don't put it on your fucking car.
Gotcha. All right. And last one comes in from Chris Vega. He wants to know, where do you draw the line? Jesus. Where do you draw the line at the size of the cucumber that you let your significant other buy at the grocery store? I don't draw the line. I kind of want her to buy the biggest one that she can find. You know?
Cucumber. Amateur. Give me a butternut squash any day.
You want a watermelon.
Fucking amateurs.
I just...
Butternut squash is more fish-shaped.
Yeah.
That's right. Why I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Starts off slow, but all of a sudden...
Oh, you don't go in bulb first.
No, you don't want to go bulb first.
At least not the first pass.
That is a mistake. I've made it before.
Oh,
a couple stitches and it was fine.
Oh, that's so
crazy. But it was
crazy.
So flavorful for that soup.
It was. That was a hell of a...
Oh, my God. Oh, no. But can I ask you a question? Do any of you guys, like, judge somebody if they're sitting over there with the cucumbers and they're, like, grabbing them and feeling them and then like putting them back and then putting like three in her bag? Would you like go immediately imagine?
Of course.
Okay. Then yeah, I'm not the only you? One.
Yeah. Of
so,
course.
But yeah, I go for it. Get as big as you want. You know?
I don't know. Well, that's a weird one.
How about you, Jeremy?
Well, you know, produce wise, my wife only buys sweet potatoes. But no, I don't really actually like cucumbers at all. She does like in salads and stuff. And the thing is, I don't have to worry about it because with cucumbers, typically the bigger they are, the less quality that they are.
Right. So why else would she be getting a big cucumber, Jeremy?
I know that she doesn't particularly like things in her puss.
Well, there you go.
And I know this from the handful of times we've had intercourse. She's let me know she didn't care for what was happening. She said, I don't enjoy this. Can we hurry?
Yes, you can. Oh, shit. All right. Well, that is where I draw the line for this week. Now we get to move on to questions and preguntas. This is Jeremy's favorite part of the show. Let's do this. First one comes in from our favorite Taylor Morosky. Yeah. She wants to know, where should hookers start hanging out to increase business?
Incel meetings.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. They really want to get laid.
Okay. All right.
And I mean, they're not really into respecting women so much anyway. And these women are kind of used to that. So I'd go that route.
Harbor Freight. Get yourself a free bucket and start hanging out there. Guys just probably flock there to get tools. And
thing is that people at Harbor Freight are looking for a discount.
Well, what kind of hookers do you think these are?
Well, I would think good ones. It's where they want to increase business.
Okay.
They're not looking for cheap asses.
Uh-huh. Fair enough.
They're looking for guys who are looking for Snap-on. Okay. Not Pittsburgh.
I got you. How about you, JP?
Anywhere there's a Magic the Gathering tournament.
Oh,
or Comic-Con.
Yes.
Or, Comic-Con, any of those places.
Yeah, because they're desperate and have money.
Right.
Oh, exactly. Yes. Absolutely. That's a good one. Yeah. Next one. Power Ranger animals that did not make the cut. The sloth.
That'd be a good one.
The fucking sloth. How about you, JP?
I would say like the jellyfish.
Fuck, yes. That would be great.
A sick one.
Yeah, how about you, Jeremy?
Roadkill armadillo.
Roadkill armadillo.
Because as far as I know, they're born that way.
Yeah, that's
I've never seen a live one.
You've never seen a live
I've
armadillo?
I've heard tell of somebody. I've seen some Photoshop videos.
Dude, they're so fast, bro.
They are. And they carry leprosy.
We tried to catch,
They too.
Yeah.
We tried to catch one. One time, me and
on
a couple
foot?
Of buddies. With laundry baskets. One of us had a rake, one of us had a hoe, and one of us had a shovel. And we all had laundry baskets, and it was dark, so we had a headband, headlights.
Oh, God.
Dude, they're fucking fast.
They're quick.
Based on everything I've seen, you should have used a Subaru.
Yeah, right.
That gets them pretty well.
Crazy enough, that's how they ended up getting it. Like 3 days later, they were chasing it around, and it ran across the road at the wrong time, and it
somebody got it.
That's how it got. Oh, yeah, man. That's how it met its demise.
All right.
That's why you never see armadillo boots.
Yeah.
Because of the tire prints. Can't get them off.
The next one comes in from Tyler Plackey. He wants to know, what's something you would take to survive on Epstein's Island?
I don't Viagra.
Oh, no. I don't want
to. Oh, you meant.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't, like I'm the victim?
No, you're just going.
Right. Viagra.
I mean,
if I'm only going to be there for a short time, I want to get my money's worth.
I'm taking whatever the exact opposite is of Viagra. That's what I'm
taking. Roofies. That's a mistake.
Hey.
That's a mistake.
I would rather
think that now.
I would rather get it than not give it to to a kid. So yeah, I'm going anything to put me out. A bullet, a gun.
I bet you get roofied by kids.
Probably.
That's why they're staring at you.
I'm a good time.
You're a victim.
I'm a good time.
Yeah.
How about you, Jeremy?
I would take, okay, they want three things, right?
Just a thing.
Oh.
Yeah, just one thing.
Sunscreen.
Smart. It is an island.
That's good.
I want to get ashy.
That's right. I guess we're going to.
Elbows and stuff when I get burned. Oh, yeah. No, thanks. Yeah. No, thanks.
We're staying with that topic. This comes in from Ryan Giernart, I believe is how you pronounce it. He wants to know rejected names for Epstein's Island. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Nothing?
Rejected names for Epstein Island.
Yeah. Oh, God. I really don't have anything. I'm sitting here going, just
McDonald's Play Place.
Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, something like that.
Chuck E. Cheese Island.
Chuck E. Cheese Island. I thought of that.
That's great. Oh fuck, the circus.
Maybe that's where all the Showbiz Pizza places went to.
Right. Yeah, the circus.
Elementary School Island.
Oh yeah, that's good. Jurassic Park. That kept popping in my head, but I don't know why. But yeah,
the Adolescence Archipelago.
Yeah, there we go. All right, next one comes in from Marcus Venden. He wants to know the worst things to have in your car during an emergency. Anything? Anything would be great.
A woman.
Oh yeah. Fuck my wife. Oh
no, any random woman.
She's not here for one. I can't.
Oh man. God, she'd be useless. She would be a problem. I would have to keep her alive.
My wife definitely would.
I would have to keep her alive. That's two mouths to feed.
Yeah.
Oh, God. That would be so bad. Ugh. Yeah. My wife is my answer. How about you?
I already took that answer.
I don't care. I'm going with it. Yep, same one. How about you, Jeremy?
Okay, wait a minute. What do we consider an emergency? Because, like, for me, there was a time when I would have considered, like, a flat tire an emergency.
Sure.
But I've moved past that in my life. Now I'm not a douchebag.
Yeah.
I can change a tire with no real problems. In fact, I basically keep enough stuff to rebuild a fucking NASCAR in my trunk.
Yeah. Out of wood.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going to go with dildo.
Yeah. Well,
In a vehicle emergency, I don't feel like it's going to be helpful.
You're probably correct, but you could get bored. I keep one
in my car just in case somebody ever tells me to go fuck myself.
But that's not really an emergency. That's more of a convenience.
That's true.
So you just put it on the fucking wheel.
Yeah. You're stuck in steering quicksand, wheel. And you're nice. Sinking, and you need to get out. Dildo's probably not going to, and the thing is, it's probably going to hinder you because you're going to want to save it. Right, so now you're too. One of your hands is taken up, or you know your pocket, as that one kid said.
Yeah.
So yeah, dildo.
Dildo, that works. Yeah. Next one comes in from Craig Remington. He wants to know what's the worst way to announce a pregnancy when somebody dies at a funeral. It's like it's the circle of life. He just dead. We're bringing one in. One gets out, one goes in.
Worst ways to announce a pregnancy.
Yeah, that'd be... Oh, ways shit.
Places.
Worst ways.
That's what I was looking at.
I'm sorry.
Again.
The worst way.
What's he talking about?
I just hate the gender reveals. I hate the ones where they have like the softball and they float it with blue or pink, like whatever, and then they throw it and somebody misses. Like that's hilarious, but like I hate that. I hate to announce it that way.
I think all the gender reveal parties are fucking stupid.
They don't, yes, because you're cheering either way.
Right.
Yeah.
It, what if somebody like did boo because it was pink?
Unless it's
fuck
boo, it's fuck the, that bitch.
It's the dad
get an abortion.
You've seen it. You've seen it before. There's the dad who's having his seventh kid, and all six of his previous kids are girls,
and it's pink, and he's devastated. Just like, fuck! Yeah, those are good videos. Those are good.
Yes, I like that. How about you, Jeremy? What's the worst way?
Oh, I would making it your. Last words at your public execution.
Oh, wow. Guillotine?
Whatever way works for you. Firing squad, electric chair.
Okay. All right. Let's
getting
wrap.
Sucked out of an airplane. Whatever.
God damn it.
Which can and does happen.
And does happen.
Oh, God.
A lot more than you'd think.
Shut up, Jeremy.
A lot more than you'd think.
Stop. All right.
But typically only when traveling west to east.
Okay, good. That's great. Last one comes in from Brandon Strong. He wants to know, what is a ridiculous excuse for a person to give when they... Oh, I'm sorry. What's a ridiculous excuse for a person to give when they do not want to have sex?
Oh, the worst, the same one every... Oh, I got a headache.
Oh, God. Oh,
I have a headache. Well, put my dick in your throat. Maybe that'll help.
Take two of these.
Call me in the morning.
Let's see.
Or don't call me in the morning.
What's a ridiculous excuse?
My asshole hurts right now.
It's too hot. It's way too hot.
Too hot. Okay, I like that.
What do you mean it's too fucking hot? That's
take off some clothes. Yeah. Lucky for you, we're going to be taking off some clothes.
That's right.
If you don't fuck with a fan on.
Oh, it's too hot.
You're a monster.
You're a monster. Fucking monster.
Jeremy's behind that fan going, Luke. I am your father.
You know, he never actually says that, Scotty.
I know he doesn't.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I know. How about you, Jeremy?
Anything.
Yeah.
Just anything.
Anything at all.
There's absolutely no reason to not want to have sex with me.
You're right.
I know. I've never figured it out.
One good reason.
Perfect.
If you are sitting there saying you don't want to have sex with me, I'm not going to believe you. I'm just going to do it anyway. Whatever.
Great.
You know you wanted it.
That's right. All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is Questions and Preguntas. Thank you guys so very much for participating in Monday Fun Day. Really do appreciate all of you guys. But now,
Friday, Scotty.
Friday. It was Monday Friday, but yeah.
Anyways, don't lie to the fucking people.
I'm not.
It's too late. You've already done it.
Whatever. Well, ladies and gentlemen, now we get to make our way to a very popular part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines draft. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines draft. I didn't say it like a fucker because...
That's weird.
I know.
It's because it's Friday. Draft! Saturday, yeah. The fuck today is.
Exactly. But
Nobody really knows.
Yeah.
Last week, Jeremy won.
Did I?
Yeah.
Shocker.
Big surprise.
I can't believe it.
Big surprise. So that means, Jeremy, you get the championship picks this week. I came in dead last again. So I get the middle picks.
Also not surprising.
And JP wasn't here, so he's going to get the first pick this week. And this week's draft is going to be the most annoying commercial jingles of all time. Okay? JP, you get the first pick of the most annoying jingles.
Meow Mix.
Fuck! Damn it.
The worst.
Meow, 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 meow.
I don't
meow,
like
meow,
cats
meow,
already.
Meow,
but, yeah.
Oh, I fucking hate cats too. Son of a bitch, that's a good one. I was so annoyed with this fucking commercial whenever it came on. And at the time, I believe, I can't remember if Jared was still on him, the fucking pedal, that, $5 foot long. That's what I'm going to go.
$5.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, he was still there.
He's a creep. Jeremy, you get two in a row, dude.
Well, my most hated one of all time is one that's still currently going Liberty, 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 liberty,
liberty, liberty.
Who was the fucking lyric genius who came up with that? I mean, his just spreading around his use of the English language is stunning.
Yeah.
And that got made into a commercial.
It did. It sure did. And you get another one.
Just because it gets so fucking overused. Hot pockets.
Oh, hot pockets. Yeah, that's a good one. I think this is probably one of the most annoying, but I think everybody else loves it. But I've got to pick it, and that is J.G. Wentworth.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
877 cash now.
Yeah. Do you have an annuity and you need cash now?
It's so fucking addictive, and it gets stuck in your fucking head, and it won't go away.
That's a good
so
one. That was my next one, actually.
That's why it's annoying. Uh-huh, that's why it's annoying. But JP, you get two in a row.
Honda.
Honda? You should be driving a Honda.
Oh, that may only be our dealership. You should be
driving a Honda. Oh, yes, you should drive a Schofield Honda. I'm sure they use it at every dealership. They just
yeah, you could.
But anyway, that's it.
Right. Okay, and you get one more.
My baloney has a first name. It's O-S-C-A-R. Yeah,
Oscar
Mayer. Fucking annoying. Oscar Mayer has a way with B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
They do.
They don't know what the fuck's in it. But they got away with it.
It's cow hooves, man.
Yeah, I don't.
It's cow hooves.
Don't care for
there's cow in there.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff in there.
You're right. It's definitely got something in it. But I am going to go also with my next pick, and that is going to be Huggies pull-ups. Mommy, wow.
I'm a big kid now.
Fuck you. That's mine. Jeremy, you get two in a row, dude.
I'm going to go with what was the one that I just had on top of my fucking head? Because I'm not pulling up many lists here. There are so many fucking commercial jingles.
Yeah, I know.
That I know I hate, and for some reason I am just blanking on all of them. So I'm going to go with the goddamn it. What's I think it's like just a generic. They use the same commercial, but they insert different names depending on what region you're in. But that 1-888-8888, I think around here it's Devon James for attorneys. Personal injury, but that's a number you call in, and then they ask what region are you in, and then they'll connect you with whatever.
Okay. The accident 8888?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I know what you're talking about. I haven't seen it in a while, but I'll go with you. But you get another one.
Okay.
You'll probably still win.
He probably will.
I don't think I will with this one. People shouldn't vote for me on this one. I would like it if people would just forget I existed.
But everybody loves you, Jeremy.
And I don't care for that.
It's not my
favorite. I don't need that.
Look for his stand-up comedy special coming soon.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Yeah.
I'm going to make you do it.
No, you won't.
I'm going to make you.
I'll shoot you. And that's not just a threat. That is a promise. I will shoot you right in the fucking face with a gun.
Okay. Everybody wants it, Jeremy.
I don't give a fuck what they want. I really don't.
Okay.
What would you do for a Klondike bar?
Oh, that's a good one. Damn it. I didn't even think about that one, but that's a good one.
By the way, I'd murder a hobo. That's what I would do. I love Klondike bars. I do not.
And I hate hobos. Yeah.
And not big on hobos.
I'm going to pick one that I at first, I really liked it, but then I saw them basically do it in the Bloodsport movie with Jean-Claude Van Damme. And it was the Mentos Fresh Maker commercial.
Oh,
that Mentos. That gets better to Mentos than the border life.
That when one? They're on that foot chase through Hong Kong.
Oh, yeah. God. It's so fucking annoying.
It is.
Yes, it is.
And then they just grab each other and fall off that fucking kayak.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It was so fucking fake. Okay. JP, you get your last two.
This is definitely going to be regional, but...
Okay.
Spangles. It just tastes better. Fuck.
Yes.
Anything where she does her own commercials.
Yeah.
She can't talk. She whistles.
Spangles. We make your order fresh when you order it.
It just tastes better.
A woman named Renee Stevens, who is the owner, I guess, of the Spangles Restaurants. It's a regional chain here.
And the biggest importer of cocaine.
Yep. Yeah. owned by a family that owns a lot of different businesses around
Stevens.
Here. Stevens. Yes. And
good people.
She insists on solid doing folks. All of her own radio commercials for those who don't live around here. And she can't talk. She's got a speech impediment.
Yep.
She was talking about their non-dairy soft serve.
Oh, the non-dairy soft serve.
She put a B on the end of serve.
I should win with whether you know about this or not. I think I should.
I think you should too. You deserve this one. So I'll give it to you.
Okay. Thanks, man.
Yep. You bet. Did you get one more?
This one's newer. It's Ozempic. Oh, Ozempic.
Yeah.
Fucking drives me crazy. I hate it. And it's on the YouTubes quite a bit.
It's on the YouTubes?
Yeah, when I'm watching the YouTubes.
Do you look up commercials?
No, there's commercials.
Oh.
Yeah, on the videos, you know.
Okay.
No, I don't. I don't watch TV.
Okay.
I'm really pissed off with you taking Meow Mix. God damn it, that one makes me mad.
That was my first pick. Get over it.
I know.
We've had four picks
since then. Shit. The fact you're still dwelling on this shit, Scotty, is really pissing me off.
I know. I do have one. Yeah. I'll be honest with myself. I've got two, but I'm going to pick the Kit Kat. Break me off a piece of that. Fuck you. I fucking hate that.
Give me a break.
I hate that.
Give me a break.
Oh, God.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
No, they're all mine. Fuck you. Jeremy, this is your last pick. What do you got?
Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
To quote Jimmy Pardo, every fuck ends with one.
Yeah. So that's fucking great. Okay.
All of these commercials that try to convince you that either you need to buy the woman in your life expensive jewelry or you don't really love them can all go fuck themselves with that one because the slogan is annoying.
Yes. Yeah,
it is.
So I do have quite a few like honorable mentions, but I didn't want to pick them because they're so like it, for me. But do you remember the Roller Rider back in the 80s? Roller Rider. It's a scoop board. It's a what? It's a scoop board. That's what it is.
No. Oh my God. I do not remember that one. That holy
was,
crap.
That was no bullshit back in like the late 80s, early 90s. And it will still to this day get stuck in my fucking head. And I can pull it up and it's word for word. Correct. Yeah. Oh God. It's fucking ridiculous. But Folgers coffee, the best part of waking up. The
best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. That one, and then let's see. There was another one that I was going to pick, and I can't find it. I can't remember what it was, though. But, yeah, I don't know. Anybody else got any honorable mentions?
Chuck E. Cheese.
Ooh.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, yeah.
Where a kid can be a kid.
Yep, I remember that one.
What was – okay, there was another place that was basically Chuck E. Cheese. Showbiz. No, it didn't. They didn't serve pizza.
Discovery Zone.
Oh, yeah, DZ.
DZ was the shit. It was way better than Chuck E. Cheese.
Discovery Zone was yeah.
Was that local?
I doubt it.
Okay.
I would think that.
I don't know. I can't remember.
I wouldn't think so.
That place was the fucking bomb. That was tits.
Yeah.
I looked this up one time. Showbiz Pizza actually bought the Chuck E. Cheese brand name and then changed all their names to Chuck E. Cheese because it was a more marketable name. But Chuck E. Cheese was like about to go out of business.
Huh.
So.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then the last one, as honorable mention, is because it's not a company anymore. Toys R Us. I don't want to grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Fuck
There's
you.
A million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with.
That you
from
can't
trucks
afford.
To trains to video games. It's the coolest toy store there is.
Uh-huh. Yeah, fuck it.
I don't want to grow up. Because if I did, I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
More games, more toys.
I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid. Ah, shit. Well, ladies,
we had to finish that just because we know you don't like it, Scotty.
That's right. That's a good one.
I think we should do it every week.
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
That should be the new theme song to this. They're not
doing anything with
it. We
can't get sued. They're out of business.
There you go.
Fuck they're em. Actually not.
They're not. There's still some.
They claim bankruptcy. They mostly paired.
Most of them are Kids R Us now.
If you really want to get.
Babies R Us.
If you really want to expand your business and get it back going again, you should do exactly what they did and team up with Sears. They started putting their stuff in the, I believe there are 9 remaining Sears stores in the country.
Fantastic.
Mm? Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
shit. One of them's in Overland Park.
Wow. I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess where I used to work.
Sears. Doesn't surprise me.
Lots of places. You were in a band.
We I know was, that. I
you
was
worked,
in a band.
Worked in a rodeo.
Yeah, worked in a rodeo. Fought a little bit. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's draft. You can go to facebook.com/laughingonthesidelines, or you can go to X, which is at LOT Sidelines, and vote for your favorite list of the most annoying commercial jingles. And whoever wins doesn't get a fucking thing, but they can brag if they want to. But now we get to move on to my favorite part of every single episode. This is the Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation of the Week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation, brought to you by Fanger Bang Beer and Legos. Yeah.
That's right, Scotty. On July 17th, 1989, a man named John Huberty called a San Diego mental health clinic hoping to make an appointment for some issues he was experiencing. He left his name and contact information with the receptionist, and they never got back with him. So the next day, July 18th, while he was eating lunch with his wife and kids, he noted how they had not called back to him, called him back, and made the ominous statement of, well, I guess society had their chance. At approximately 3:56 that afternoon, he went into a McDonald's on San Ysidro Boulevard carrying a 9mm pistol, a 9mm Uzi, and a 12-gauge shotgun, and began to open fire. 77 minutes later, after a standoff with the police, he was eventually shot and killed by a sniper. Ultimately, he wound up fatally shooting 21 people, 22 if you count him, and I don't, and 19 people were seriously injured. And now your child can recreate the magic of that moment using nothing but a little imagination and Legos. Legos, I said no fucking onions!
Oh, I remember shit. When that happened.
I remember hearing about it. But anyway,
I remember reading about it just a little bit ago.
Yeah. But anyways, ladies and gentlemen, this week's Laughing on the Sidelines Shitty Situation is, of course, related to what I'm going to probably do. This week it is, would you rather get sucked out of an airplane and die or crash or be in a plane crash into the ocean and survive?
I'll go first. I want to be sucked out and die.
Really?
I do not like the ocean. The big bodies of water, and I just don't
know. You have thalassophobia?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I do too.
Yeah. No, thank you.
I think if I survived a plane crash in the ocean, I would die of fear.
Yeah.
I would just legitimately get scared to death because I would imagine sharks. I would imagine, and I would legitimately be scared to death.
There could be anything out there.
It could be anything. Ugh. Absolutely anything.
And you're just
and I'm just sitting there floating.
Waiting for it.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I'm like Rose on the door.
Yeah, fuck that.
I am going to be sucked out of an airplane and immediately die.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm doing that. Fuck the ocean. Fuck the ocean. Jeremy?
Yeah, me too. it's immediate. It's like pulling off a fucking Band-Aid. You wouldn't feel anything. I mean, maybe a couple of seconds of fear before you got sucked out. But yeah, you really wouldn't have time to even react or think of anything before it killed you. But also, here's a fun fact. When you're traveling abroad and going to Asia or Europe or whatever, and you have to cross an ocean, a lot of times they go west to east and they take a northern route. A lot of times they'll go over Antarctica to get there. So if you crash into the ocean, it's going to be cold as fuck.
Right.
You're maybe going to get found, maybe not. Maybe you're going to be shark food. And I'm guessing the guy sitting next to you still won't shut the fuck up.
And that kid keeps kicking the back of my seat.
Yeah, because the bottom of your seat can be used as a flotation device. I don't know if you guys knew that.
Yes, I did know that.
They tell you that before you take off.
Yes, they do.
Sure did.
You know, in the unlikely event of a water landing, you know, to that flight to fucking Arizona.
Yeah.
If we end up in the water, something went real wrong.
Yeah.
We're going to know that well in advance.
You're going to find the lake.
Uh-huh.
That's what's going to happen. Oh, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, that is this week's episode of the Laughing on the Sidelines podcast. And I'm glad that all three of us, we had a clean sweep of this week's shitty situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, look out for Jeremy Joseph's new comedy special that's going to come out. We don't know when.
It's called The N-Word. And no, I'm not going to censor it on the title. If Richard Pryor can do it, I can too.
Wow.
And it'll be coming out when hell freezes over.
Which should be happening anytime by the way.
You know? It's going to get pretty cold, probably during the Chiefs game.
Probably. But that's right. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for everything that you guys do for the show. JP, thank you again for coming on. I sincerely appreciate it. And obviously, Mr. Jeremy Joseph, thank you very much.
Fuck off.
Thanks. But anyways, guys, we sincerely do appreciate everything that you guys do, helping the show grow. And you do that by doing us a favor and telling all of your friends if you like us. But if you don't like us,
I hope you get fall down drunk and the guy you asked to help to support you while you piss kicks your legs out from under you and you wind up crushing your prize winning rose bush.
If you don't like us,
tell your enemies.
And until next time, guys.
Meow, 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 meow.
Until next time.
Keep laughing, assholes.
We will see y'all later. Take care.